friend of mine was saying to me yesterday, with a look on her face that was a little humorous, she said, I think, you know, because there was so much noise here on Ekadasi, people were doing parikram, and there was a program next door going till late at night. She said, you know, I think that Giriraj likes the rowdy ones. Rowdy ones. And there were plenty of rowdy ones out last night, and it was a lot of fun, actually. And then I thought to myself, actually, what he likes is he likes the interactive ones, whether they're rowdy or whether they're very quiet and introverted. He really likes to interact. So you've all come here, surely brought something in your heart that you would like, otherwise you would not have come. And I would just like to encourage you to spend some time either here or somewhere close to Giriraj and share what it is in your heart that has brought you here to his side. Sometimes we may feel a little blank, but then if we hear the beautiful katha, we hear the different pastimes that will be presented here, then this gives us some impetus to actually awaken our own longing for becoming Krishna conscious. Now, my husband contacted me yesterday and told me that he would not be here for the opening, and I became a little nervous what to say in his absence. But I must tell you a funny story how Giriraj interacts. Last year, just by accident, when we had our opening on the roof, when I came up, I noticed that there were only two seats. And I said to my husband, why are there only two seats? Usually there's three seats. And he thought for a while, and then he realized that he was still in the mood of the Holy Name retreat. And so he had forgotten to put out a third seat. And he reached over to me and apologized. Then about a week ago, not so long ago, he brought this up in some context and he hadn't remembered the whole thing. But he said, do you remember last year at the opening? And I said to him, yes, I do. There were only two seats. He said, you seem to have remembered that. And I said, well, and he said, I remember it differently. And I said, but I remember you apologize. He said, you've got a better memory than me. And then I was thinking when he rang and said that this year there would only be two seats. I thought, Giriraj has a real sense of humor. And you shouldn't forget that when you want to approach him with your prayers. Don't be too nervous and somber and reverential, because the mood of Vrindavan is very personal and very open-hearted. So I have a little offering from him, something that he felt that it's his role to give, and he asked me if I would do it on his behalf, and that is called the Keshava Astakam. This is a prayer, a beautiful prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami. So he asked me to read it. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braj, he wears Priyanka flower earrings, a crown of fully blossomed Malati flowers, a Brahman thread made of small, charming jasmine flowers. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braj, he happily calls his straying Surabhi cows. Oh, Pishangi! Oh, Manikantaki! Oh, Patanka Srishi! Oh, Pingakrashini! Oh, Midangamukhi! Oh, Dimala! Oh, Savali! Hansi! Vamsi! Pia! "All the cows," he calls. Perhaps he calls our names as well. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braj, with the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert in the art of pleasant jokes, smile and laugh. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braj. His cheeks are licked with streams of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill. And his curling locks of hair derive the splendor of a swarm of bees. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braj. With the sweet sound of his flute, he calls the Sayadi cows, who are eager to see their young calves, and break the ground with their heavy, dancing hooves. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braj. He beautifies the path with his footprints. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feather move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braj, with the playful and sweet music of his flute. He delights the heart of Braj's queen and makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. He makes the hairs of their body stand on end in joy. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braj. He is worshipped by the gopis who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with 100 manners of dancing glances and gentle smiles. The corner of his eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis' bodies. May the Shaka's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering love for his lotus feet to the splendidly intelligent persons who attentively hear these 8 verses, which are a glorious festival for all the gopis. So that is his contribution to you all, and he is very excited about his presentations this year. He didn't want me to say too much because he thought I might underplay them, so I think we'll have to wait and hear them with his excitement as well. Thank you. Hare Krishna.